I work every day for nuclear safety because I know, even though I don't like nuclear power particularly, we do have it. And even if we stopped all the reactors, we'd still have spent fuel pool safety problems for decades to come. So we actually need to make sure we won't have an accident. We need safety systems here that are very rigorous, and we need a real regulatory system that's actually attending to all of these things.
So what would happen to a spent fuel pool that has, say, fuel that's been out of the reactor for 18 months and the water suddenly disappeared from the spent fuel pool?
Well, it would depend. If you read the Brookhaven report, you'll see that there's a whole range of outcomes with accidents, damages in the event of a fire ranging from under $1 billion to, as I said,
well, how would the fire start?
$1 billion.
How would the fire start?
How the fire starts when the water is drained and there's some very hot fuel in it. Now, you know, if all the fuel is very cool and the fuel is very separated, which is what we've been advocating, then you probably won't have a fire and you won't have severe consequences. But if we have spent fuel pools like Vermont Yankee, which has 40 years worth of spent fuel jammed into one spent fuel pool, more spent fuel than all the four Fukushima-stricken reactors put together, and you're putting hot and spent fuel in it when you withdraw it, if you have an accident close to that time or a terrorist attack, you could have a pretty devastating fire.